The house will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Jerry Olberg from the Capital City Christian Church here in Pier. And the pledge today will be given by Sarah Grunewald from Bryant, South Dakota.
Would you pray with me? Our Father Jehovah, bless this house and all that serve here. Bless the members with continued wisdom. Bless the support staff with continued strength, and bless the citizens of this great state with continued peace. And all God's people said, Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll.
Abdullah, Adelstein, Bartling, Bagalka, Bradford, Broderick, Jarvis Brown, Dick Brown, Ritberg, Clark, Davis, Derby, Junewall, Dunifan, Elliott, Flowers, Frost, Frisley, Garnas, Gillespie, Glensky, Tom Hansen, Gary Hansen, Hargens, Heineman, Don Hennies, Tom Hennies, Holbeck, Hunstad, Hunhoff, Jaspers, Jensen, Yunke, Clout, Klocek, Koistinen, Knoll, Koistra, Lang, Lintz, Lett, Madsen, McCauley, McCoy, Michaels, Monroe, Marshall, Noctegal, Napoli, Nesselhoff, Olson, Gordon Peterson, Jim Peterson, Bill Peterson, Pitts, Pummel, Roden, Richter, Siebert, Sigdestad, Slaughter, Smith, Solem, Sutton, Tupel, Valandra, Van Etten, Van Gerpen, Van Norman, Wick, Speaker Icarius. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report.
Is there a second? All those in favor of approval of the journal will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Are there any personal privileges? Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, it's with a great deal of pleasure and an honor for me to take this opportunity to introduce to you the base commander of Ellsworth Air Force Base, Colonel Ed Rice, above the clock. Colonel. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bradford.
I ask for personal privilege for the purpose of introduction.
Granted.
Mr. Speaker and honorable members of the body, myself and Representative Valandra would like to introduce the Batesland School staff, Joni Sassy, Patricia Luck, Levi Lefthand, Harold Crow, and the 8th grade student body here visiting from Shannon County.
Please stand. Welcome to the House of Representatives. Any further personal privileges?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hargens.
There we go. Special privilege for the purpose of introduction.
Granted.
I would like to introduce to the body and all present my wife of 25 years, Susan Hargens, right up here.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you. Personal privilege.
Granted.
At this time, I would like to introduce Kent Ferrix, past representative, and his son Jason from District 1.
Welcome to Pier. Any further personal privileges? Representative Dunwald.
I have a real privilege today.
My wife is here, and most of you have met her, but I have a cousin that came all the way from Seattle to just review the proceedings of this House of Representatives, and I'd like to have you recognize them. They're sitting right up here. Marcia Garrett.
Seeing no further personal privileges, this would be moving on to reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed relative to securing chaplains for the 76th legislative session respectfully reports. Jeff Monroe, Cooper Garness, and Charles Flowers House Committee, Arlene Hamm, Dick Hangey, and Robert Duxbury, Senate Committee.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Bill Peterson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Friday, January 12th, the fourth legislative day.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Duenwald moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the legislative days for the 76th legislative session as found on page 35 of the House Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor of Representative Duenwald's motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Junkie moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to legislative printing and distribution of bills and journals for the 76th legislative session as found on pages 35 and 36 of the House Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of Representative Junkie's motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Representative Bill Peterson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the compensation for the elected and appointed officers and employees for the 76th legislative session as found on page 37 of the House Journal be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on the motion? Hearing none. The question for the House then is Representative Peterson's motion that the Joint Select Committee on compensation for elected and appointed officers be approved. This will be a roll call vote. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members proceed to vote. On Representative Peterson's motion on compensation, Joint Select Committee.
Representatives Tupou, McCauley, Lintz, Bradford, Van Norman, Lang, Glensky, Valandra, Noctegal, Jarvis Brown, Derby, Wick, and Holbeck. You still need to vote. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 67 yeas, absent 2, excused 1.
Representative Peterson's motion having received a majority vote of members elect is hereby declared passed. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1071, an act to revise the time criterion for the termination of certain liens and encumbrances.
Speaker assigns House Bill 1071 to the Committee on Judiciary. Are there any announcements? Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, if I might have your attention for a second, I think each of you received in your mailbox, if not, I have additional copies, 3 years ago, the Liberty Basketball State Championship was held here. This is where the House of Representatives defeats on a regular basis our compatriots from the Senate. We're going to be playing that game again on February 6th. All the money drive goes to the kids voting in South Dakota. It's a lot of fun. I hope all of you will sign up to be on the team. There's no talent required. You just have to bring money to pay the refs to get the high point for the night. I'm glad to have some of our senators who have known nothing but defeat all their lives now join this body so they know what being a winner is like. So we welcome you on our team this year. If you please hand these in to the Secretary of State's office, we'll get that going. This is the trophy that will not be moved from this chamber other than to walk through the halls of the Senate. I will eat this, of course, if this doesn't happen, but I will take the full burden of defeat if necessary. But we'll walk through their halls and tell them why we won it again. Please sign up. We hope you'll be there, and we'll sign you up on a final ticket. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gordon Peterson. Welcome back to the House. Further announcements? Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I would like to invite all of you and encourage all of you to attend a special briefing this afternoon at 3 o'clock in room 412 by the Tobacco Free Kids Network. This is a coalition of groups from across South Dakota who have come together to fight one of the biggest problems that we have in this state, and that is the use of tobacco and tobacco products by our young people. They'll have some special reports on what other states are doing to combat and reduce tobacco use amongst our young people, reports on what the state of South Dakota is doing, and also on the tobacco settlement funds. It'll be informational only. I think it's a very important and very timely topic for us to consider and to discuss, and I hope you can all join me at their special briefing at 3 o'clock in room 412. Also this afternoon in the rotunda, they have some special exhibits on tobacco use, which I would encourage you to take some time and take a look at. Thank you.
Further announcements, Representative Dunnifin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. WHIP groups will be meeting immediately after this and before the tobacco discussion. I would very much appreciate my WHIP group meeting in 464. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Prior to, if you have a chance before you come up to my WHIP group in what mine? 468. I always check with Representative Dunnifin. South Dakota Chemical Dependency Association is having an ice cream social down in the rotunda, so if you grab a quick bowl of ice cream from my WHIP group and come up to four up above. Thank you.
Further announcements, Representative Duenwald.
Okay, one that says Mike works. That idea with ice cream sounds really good, and same with my WHIP group, but we're meeting in LCR 1, but we'll take that minute or two to get the ice cream.
Representative Klochak.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm a member of the body. I would cordially like to invite all of you to the Czech Days in Pierce celebration next Monday evening. It'll be at the Governor's Inn at 6 till 8 p.m., and there will be live entertainment and some good food, good music, and good times. We'd encourage you to get your slips turned in on that as well. And I want to tell you what an honor it is to be back in the upper house of the South Dakota Legislature. And also, I did play, for correction, on the Senate winning basketball team, I think the only year we won. So with that, I would thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body, and would encourage you to participate in the Czech Days event. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further announcements,
Mr.
Representative
Speaker,
Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, tonight at the Ramkota, fellow directors of the SDREA are inviting all of you to come and socialize and eat very heartily. Thank you.
Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Health and Human Services will meet at 8:15 tomorrow morning in 468. The Department of Health and the Department of Commerce will brief us. Any other legislators are certainly invited to attend. Thank you.
Further announcements, Representative Napoli.
State Affairs members, we'll have an organizational meeting of the State Affairs tomorrow, 10 o'clock, room 412. Be there, please.
Further announcements? Hearing none. Speaker, entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Those in favor of that motion will say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.